This is Marketplace. I'm Kai Ryssdal. You can name the most visited sites on the internet probably off the top of your head, right? Google, YouTube, Facebook, Amazon for sure. Yes, all of those, but you forgot one. Reddit, once called the front page of the internet. It has 330 million monthly average users, a site where users, anonymous users it should be said, can post, and then other users decide how much exposure those posts get by voting them up or down. Christine Ligorio-Chafkin went deep on Reddit in her new book. It's called We Are the Nerds. Christine, it's good to have you on.
Thank you so much.
Why isn't Reddit in the conversation? Why, when big tech companies go to Capitol Hill, it's Google and Facebook and Twitter and not, say, Alexis Ohanian and Steve Huffman, the two co-founders of this company?
The thing is, I don't think they understand Reddit, same as most Americans. I think that there's one reason for that is it's easy to understand the internet and all the little parts of it, even if you're not an avid user of certain sites, if you can see the flow of money, if you can see the ads being bought. Also, money is an easy way to regulate things that are going on online. There's a huge question as to what the power of government is to kind of regulate these little, like, random person-to-person conversations that happen online. If there's not the money to look at and follow and regulate, what's really the point?
Well, along those lines, actually, then, this is going to sound like a naive question, but I'm just going to throw it out there.
No worries.
Well, is there a way for us to understand why Reddit matters, I guess, is a basic question.
Reddit has a little bit of an anarchist spirit. It always has. It's always sort of been thinking about itself as freedom from the press, not having an editor determine what bubbles to the top of a homepage or any given subreddit, but having actual just humans vote on what they like and see that stuff soar to the top of its page. And that's why Reddit is an incredible, incredible virality engine of the internet. You know, any meme you've ever seen elsewhere probably was germinated or spread on Reddit.
It sounds like you're a fan, even though, you know, there are many dark corners of this website.
I don't know if I'd call myself a fan. I'm an obsessive lurker, I would say, is the technical term for my behavior on Reddit. As a journalist, you know, I've been looking at the company for about 8 years now and have just been fascinated to see it grow. It's now a company of more than 400 employees in San Francisco and, you know, four other cities. It's gone through, you know, four CEOs, including Ellen Pao, who is kind of a feminist hero of Silicon Valley, who got basically harassed out of her role as CEO by this community.
So stop right there. So what does it say about this community, right, that a female CEO with bona fide tech chops gets harassed out of her job by members of the community? Hello?
I mean, it shows the insane power of social networks and also kind of the fallibility of them, right? If Reddit's community can revolt against itself, essentially, and almost snuff out its own site. I mean, that's why I think you see some fear in Mark Zuckerberg's eyes when he's testifying before Congress, right?
Well, except for the fact that Zuckerberg owns controlling shares in that company, so, you know, he can do almost whatever he wants, right?
Sure. There's that. As Reddit grows and is now operating as a Silicon Valley company, you know, funded by venture capital, its original creator, the man who hand-coded together the site, Steve Huffman, has come back as CEO.
Right.
So this is also a story of watching his opinion on this noxious content evolve. You saw him ban a lot of behavior related to the alt-right and most recently take down a few conspiracy theories. That's fascinating to see as we watch the other social sites, you know, Twitter and Facebook and others grapple with this same sort of thing, to watch Reddit's more sort of decisive, in certain instances, stance on the matter.
Do you think that with all that's going on in social media, right, with the issues Facebook is having and Twitter being the sometimes cesspool that it is, do you think Reddit is sitting there quietly, right, kind of out of the spotlight, listening and learning and taking its lessons?
Yeah, Reddit's been undergoing a transformation over the past year. It completely redesigned its website. It used to look like, you know, dystopian Craigslist. It was like I guess there was a quote in Bloomberg Business Week that called it said that Reddit had all the aesthetic seduction of a phone book, which was true for a full decade. Now Reddit has redesigned. It's kind of brighter and shinier. It's trying to keep its, you know, anarchist spirit to some extent, but also allow people to actually have avatars and usernames and profile pages, which is super foreign to most Redditors who would prefer to stay anonymous. They're trying to open it up for brands and open it up for kind of celebrities to post. And
are they really?
We'll see.
Why would you
yeah,
open up for
absolutely.
Brands and celebrities? I mean, look at
why
Twitter
on earth
and Facebook,
would you?
God, and Instagram, how to ruin it?
Yeah,
man.
Yeah. I mean, someone's got to make some money. I think
somebody does. It's called "We Are the Nerds: The Birth and Tumultuous Life of Reddit, the Internet's Cultural Laboratory," by Christine Ligorio-Chafkin. Christine, thanks a lot for your time. Appreciate it.
Oh, thank you so much.